Today is Veterans Day, like none we've seen before. Most of the wonderful community tributes to the brave men and women of our armed forces can't happen this year, including the Erie County American Legion's official Veterans Day ceremony, which we are proud to host annually at Forest Lawn. I'm Joseph Dispenza, president of Forest Lawn and the proud son of a late World War II veteran. Despite the constraints we currently face, we cannot let Veterans Day pass without honoring our heroes. So, Forest Lawn Cemetery and Crematory Group has made arrangements with the Erie County American Legion to present their Veterans Day ceremony in this radio broadcast. We thank our friends at WBEN for their support. And now, please join us for the official Erie County American Legion Veteran Day Ceremony.
Thank you for joining us at Forest Lawn Cemetery for our annual Erie County American Legion Veterans Day services as we honor all veterans, both living and deceased. There are currently approximately 18 million veterans living in the United States, or about 7% of our population. We also honor the memory of the nearly 1 million members of our U.S. Armed Forces who lost their lives in the defense of our nation. We start our program today with the sounding of To the Colors by Father James Bastian, followed by our opening prayer.
God of compassion, God of dignity and strength, watch over the veterans of the United States. In recognition of their loyal service to our nation, bless them with wholeness and love. Shelter them, heal their wounds, comfort their hearts, grant them peace. God of justice and truth, rock of our lives, bless our veterans, these men and women of courage and valor, with a deep and abiding understanding of our profound gratitude. Protect them and their families from loneliness and want. Grant them lives of joy and bounty. May their dedication and honor be remembered as a blessing from generation to generation. Blessed are you, protector and redeemer, our shield and our stronghold. Amen.
And now, to honor our country, please join me in the reciting of the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Our first speaker today will be Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz.
On this Veterans Day, I want to thank all the men and women who served in any branch of the military for your service to our country. We as a nation are free because of your service on our behalf, and we must never forget that. We also must thank the American Legion for the work that it does to promote veteran services and ensure that every veteran gets the rights and benefits that they deserve. So on this Veterans Day, regardless of who you may have voted for in the last presidential election, let us remember, we are all Americans, and we want to thank all the men and women who've served on our behalf for making our country as great as it is. Take care and happy Veterans Day.
Thank you, Executive Poloncarz. Next, we hear from the City of Buffalo Mayor, Byron Brown.
This is Mayor Byron Brown. To say 2020 has been an unusual year would be an understatement. However, It's an honor to be here with you for the Erie County American Legion's annual Veterans Day virtual ceremony to recognize the service our country's military members have given our nation. In these times of great uncertainty in our city, state, country, and world, it's important to continue this great tradition. Our service members and veterans come from all walks of life, but share the common qualities needed to make our armed forces respected throughout the world: courage, selflessness, and dedication to duty. Our community is grateful to those who paid the ultimate price for freedom, and we thank all current and former service members in the city of Buffalo and across Western New York. My administration continues to take action to assist servicemen and women. In partnership with veterans groups in the city of Buffalo and across Erie County, we work to end homelessness in our veteran population. We are part of a network which provides stable housing for our veterans within 90 days of their request. We continue to earmark funds to develop affordable housing for veterans and recently spearheaded a successful business suit drive to help Buffalo veterans transition from military life to work life. Today, I urge all of our citizens to take the time to thank an active service person or veteran for all they do so we can live in freedom. Stay safe, stay strong, and may God bless the great city of Buffalo. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Brown. Our next set of speakers usually place a memorial wreath at the American Legion Monument before their remarks. The county commander would also place a wreath at the Spanish-American War Monument. Our next speaker is Erie County American Legion Auxiliary President Rosemary O'Connell.
On the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, 102 years ago, our nation's leaders signed an armistice, signaling the end of World War I. Today, as it has been since 1954, this date is now set aside to honor all of our nation's veterans. Throughout our nation's history, we have sent our best young men and women out to foreign lands to defend our nation and to aid in the defense of many other freedom-seeking countries. For the love of country, they don the uniform, take an oath to defend our Constitution and to protect us from enemies, both foreign and domestic, up to and including sacrificing their own life to ensure our democracy continues to be a beacon of light and hope to all people seeking freedom from tyranny. Sadly, so many who proudly served never returned home to enjoy the very peace and freedom they sought to preserve. Our nation and her people owes a great debt to our veterans, but sadly it is one that can never fully be repaid. Therefore, we must never forget to honor and respect our veterans, not just on this day, but every day. During this time when our nation seems faced with divisiveness, we might do well to reflect on these words penned by Charles Province, as they will serve as a wonderful reminder to celebrate in unity our veterans. It is the soldier, not the minister, who has given us freedom of religion. It is the soldier, not the reporter, who has given us freedom of the press. It is the soldier, not the poet, who has given us freedom of speech. It is the soldier, not the campus organizer, who has given us freedom to protest. It is the soldier, not the lawyer, who has given us the right to a fair trial. It is the soldier, not the politician, who has given us the right to vote. It is the soldier who salutes the flag, who serves beneath the flag, and whose coffin is draped by the flag, who allows the protester to burn the flag. Thank you, and remember to thank a veteran for their service. May God bless all our veterans and keep our active duty personnel out of harm's way, and may God bless us and keep us safe, and God bless the United States of America.
At this time, the New York State Gold Star Mother President, Holly Baker, will give her remarks.
Happy Veterans Day to all our military veterans. My mission as an American Gold Star mother is to honor our son Brian by serving veterans. It is my honor and duty to give help and support to our veterans and their families. Our military veterans are the hidden heroes of this peaceful nation, the ones who answered the call and returned to live in the land that they defended. I thank our veterans today and every day, along with the more than 26 million veterans who have served. We must never forget what these true American heroes have done. They should stand proud of their service to our country. There are so many of whom continue to struggle with the conflict of war each and every day of their life. I know it's tough. On this special day, Veterans Day, I want to thank you on behalf of all the Gold Star families for your service and sacrifice. We, as Americans, owe all our veterans a debt of gratitude for their sacrifices, and it is our duty and the duty of each and every American to honor and support those who have served and those who continue to serve our country today. Thank you for allowing me to speak today. May God bless our veterans and their families, our fallen, and may God bless America. Thank you.
Giving the primary Veterans Day message today is Erie County American Legion Commander Thomas O'Connell.
Veterans, friends of veterans, family, and Legionnaires. Seven decades ago, in 1950, brave Americans defended a far-off land that was under attack. For 3 years, they fought what many still call the Forgotten War. We are here to remember. We are here to honor not just those brave Korean veterans, but all who have served in the U.S. military since our country's founding. Jack Slaughter served in the U.S. Navy during the Korean War. Many years later, he wrote in the American Legion magazine that he had doubts whether the outcome of the war was worth the cost of lives and treasures. But after the war, he was greeted in his New York insurance office by a Korean immigrant. Quote, "I was very young when the war started," unquote, she told him in an emotional, cracked voice. Quote, "We lived in the Han River, just south of Seoul. My family walked to Persian. Thank you for saving my country," unquote. Slaughter said this encounter with that woman put the last doubt to rest. It was worth it. Regardless of how one feels about policies that lead to war, let there be no doubt that the veterans served with honor. They serve to make life better for others. They preserve our freedom. Not all veterans have been war, but a common bond that they share is on earth, in which they express their willingness to die defending this nation. Perhaps most significant in preserving our way of life are the battles that America does not have to fight because of those who wish us harm, slink away in fear of the Coast Guard cutter, the Navy aircraft carrier, the Air Force fighter squadron, the Marine Corps fire team, or the Army soldier on patrol. And we are excited to add a new group of people to the ranks of veterans, the men and women of the United States Space Force. In addition to foreign adversaries, many veterans have had to battle invisible threats to their mental health and well-being. More than 20 veterans a day take their own lives. Only those who experience firsthand the horrors of combat can understand why so many of these young men and women feel compelled to take such drastic and permanent measures. The U.S. Army recently reported a 30% increase in suicide among its active duty troops in 2020. We must do everything possible to stop these needless deaths. The American Legion has instituted a buddy check program in which we encourage our members to regularly communicate with our fellow veterans, see if they need help, offer hands of friendship. Those of us gathered here to observe Veterans Day have already indicated our support for outstanding men and women who have served our country. Tell veterans directly that you love them, that you appreciate them, that you are grateful for their service. We are their friends, their family, their co-workers, and their neighbors. It is up to us to ensure that every veteran feels that his or her service to this country is appreciated by their fellow Americans. There are many tangible ways that we can acknowledge their sacrifice, but the easiest is to simply say, thank you for what you have done for our country. If he is showing signs of unhappiness or depression, encourage him to seek help through the VA immediately. If she has had difficulty obtaining the benefits that she is entitled to, let her know that the American Legion has thousands of trained service officers nationwide that will help her navigate the bureaucracy of free charge. And if that veteran has made the supreme sacrifice, remember the price that has been paid for our freedom and offer your support to loved ones left behind. Remember how occasions like this started on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, November 11th, 1918. The guns stopped. It was a moment to be celebrated as the largest and deadliest war up until that time came to a merciful end. We still celebrate that moment, only today we call it Veterans Day. War is never anything to celebrate but peace. The peace in between these horrific wars is brought to you mainly by our veterans. The sacrifice brought forth during those wars is also made mostly by our veterans. That does not mean others don't suffer. Civilians are often killed, and nobody understands sacrifice more than our Gold Star families. We honor our fallen on Memorial Day, although the American Legion remembers them every day. Veterans Day, however, is for all who served. While many veterans are humble, there is no such thing as insignificant military service. It is why the American Legion only requires a single day of honorable military service to join our ranks. We understand that it isn't just the sacrifice and service that are important, but the willingness to offer your life in defense of this nation that sets veterans apart. Veterans Day is an important but symbolic way of saying thanks, but we should insist that our elected officials produce meaningful laws and public policies that will enhance the quality of life for veterans and their families. The American Legion is dedicated to remembering the legacy of all veterans because what these men and women have done for us matters to America. It matters to the people overseas who were liberated from tyranny due to the sacrifices of our military members. From defeating communism, fascism, and imperialism to liberating slaves, keeping the peace during the Cold War, and battling terrorism, today veterans have accomplished remarkable things throughout our nation's history. If you're an employer, give extra weight to the experience and skills of the sailor turned job applicant. Veterans' preference is a requirement for government jobs, but it is also smart business for private sector as well. When an American Legion auxiliary member asks for a donation for a poppy, remember the World War II veteran in a hospital bed. When a member of Congress complains about the cost of compensating veterans Vietnam War veterans for Agent Orange exposure, remind the lawmaker of the cost of the being a veteran. In spite of the sacrifices that nearly all veterans have made and the horrors that some have experienced, the overwhelming majority are proud to have served. 19th century British philosopher John Stuart Mill summed up necessity for this special group of people when he wrote, "War," and I quote, "war is an ugly thing, but not the ugliest of things. The decayed state of moral, patriotic feeling which thinks that nothing is worth war, is much worse. The person who is nothing has nothing for which he is willing to fight, nothing which is more important than his own personal safety, is a miserable creature and has no chance of being free unless made and kept so by the extortions of better men than himself. Mill had it right. Fortunately for all of us, America has been blessed throughout its history by many such men and women. Thank you for being here. God bless America and God bless our veterans.
The Erie County American Legion Honor Guard will now honor our fallen comrades with a 3-rifle-fire volley salute, followed by the sounding of taps by Father James Bastion. Father James Bastion will deliver the closing prayer.
O God, great and almighty Creator, we thank and praise you for the freedom we enjoy in our country and pray that our liberties will continue to be protected. Thank you for America's heroes that have fought for our freedoms and who have faithfully served our country. We honor all our veterans for their sacrifices and for their courage and integrity. As we celebrate these freedoms, we ask your blessing on those veterans who made the ultimate sacrifice while defending our country. Bless their families and comfort them with the thankful prayers of a grateful nation. We thank you for our veterans, past and present. Through the efforts of these individuals, help us continue to promote justice to all nations. Amen.
This concludes our Veterans Day services today, and I thank you for joining us to pay our respects to all veterans of the United States Armed Forces. Thanks also go out to Joseph Dispenza and his team at Forest Lawn Cemetery, whose commitment to our veterans made this program possible, and to WBEN Radio, who partnered with Forest Lawn to create and air this very special broadcast. Stay safe and healthy, everyone. Please take the time to thank a veteran today for your freedom as you go about your business. Remember our active duty troops. May God bless you, and God bless America.